This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, co-host of The Big Show and Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM The Fan, our flagship out of Milwaukee, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Spark, you tell me, what do you think of this team the way it sits right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Wesley Matthews. I think that's a good addition. Cheaper than, obviously, all the money that Indiana spent on Malcolm Brogdon. I get that. You look at the George Hill signing. I thought that was a decent contract. Essentially, Matthew Dellavedova-type numbers financially, but he's better. And you can't pay for the chemistry that he adds to that locker room, as you've talked about before in the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, how important he is from that aspect. Robin Lopez coming in, brother of Brook Lopez. I'm not a huge fan of that dude, but they're not paying him a whole bunch of money either. Solid backup, so I'm fine with that. I think the only thing I'm looking at and kind of hoping that they had one more of is one more, you know, small forward that could score maybe a little bit off of the bench behind Chris Middleton, or a combo four that can play the three or the four off of the bench. I think if I had one thing that I'd like to add to this team that they don't have, that I don't really like the depth of, is probably that position.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, unless they're relying on like a Sterling Brown, a DiVincenzo, I mean, they did get minutes that were quality minutes out of just about everybody at some point or another. Pat Connaughton even gave him quality minutes. I still ask, where's that guy? Is that guy really going to be Middleton? Is he going to develop into that guy, or is it going to be somebody else? But then again, if the East has become a little more diluted, then in essence, they got better just by osmosis, just by kind of sitting there. But I just don't know who that guy is going to be. You put yourself in the same situation looking at the Toronto Raptors all over again, if Kawhi Leonard would happen to stay, which I don't think he is. But, you know, if the same thing happens, if Giannis can't score on the inside, he's going to get his 25, he's going to go to the free throw line, he's going to be 50%, who's going to be the guy that's going to pick up the slack? I don't know if they have that guy right now. Do you?
No, I don't know if they have that guy either. It's going to be just kind of like last year, where you're going to have a kind of a team effort, and guys are going to have to step up on different nights. Look, they're going to really depend on Giannis making another jump. And that's really where it's going to come from. It's him taking another step forward. And if he takes another step forward, then you can talk about competing for a title. But even as it sits right now, I think, for me, I don't see anybody in the East beating him right now, based on how rosters are stacked right now. I think the Nets will probably provide the toughest fight, even without Durant, in the East. Again, going with what you said, that Kawhi Leonard ends up in the West with the Lakers or the Clippers. If Kawhi comes back, then it's probably Toronto and the Bucks again in the Eastern Conference Finals. See what happens.
Do you think that the East has gotten better or worse? I mean, are we just waiting on the Kawhi Leonard decision, or do we think it's better or worse?
I think it's a little bit deeper than it has been in the past. Star power obviously isn't there necessarily. Star power is still in the Western Conference. But if you go from the top to the bottom, I think, you know, that second group is maybe a little bit bigger than it was in the past in the Eastern Conference. More teams that are probably going to be around 500 than maybe in the past. There's not as big of a drop-off necessarily like there was years previously in the Eastern Conference. So I think you could have, you know, one through, let's say it's the Bucks. Let's say Kawhi comes back to Toronto, and then you have Brooklyn. So let's say it's those three teams. And then after that, then who are you going to next? Because Boston looks like they're probably going to take a little bit of a step back, possibly. And then it's Indiana, but they were without Oladipo for part of the season at least. So how will they look until Oladipo comes back? There's a lot of question marks. So once everybody is at full stock, Indiana's a pretty good basketball team. Boston's still pretty good at that point. Detroit is still trying to figure themselves out. They had Derrick Rose, who had a better season last year that they're going to try and use going forward. So I don't know. I'm not as down in the East maybe as some other people are. I think it's deeper than it's been in years past. Still not as good as the West, obviously.
I love the fact that Giannis still has a ceiling that hasn't been reached. How much better do you think he gets? I mean, the number one thing I think everybody looks at and says, is he going to be able to develop a jump shot, and is he going to get better when it comes to the free throw line? If he does both of those things, the sky's the limits for Giannis.
We're a broken record. We say this every offseason. We said it every offseason since he's been here. Well, if his jumper gets better, well, if he gets better at the free throw line. We do this every year, and we're still waiting. And you're seeing that it is getting better little by little. The jumper is definitely getting better. And he had stretches where he was hitting free throws as well throughout the course of the season, too. It's just going to be end-of-game situations. Make those big free throws when you have to make them. And then the jumper, he talked after the season that he wanted to work on the mid-range jumper. Not maybe worry about the three-point shot as much and having some type of counter to when they wall him off like Toronto did, be able to pull up and hit a jumper on somebody. So that apparently was what he was going to try and work on this offseason. So if he can develop that, I think that would be good enough. But again, it's a big if until we see it.
Going into next season, and in how much do you think this team, because I think this team is looking at next season to say, okay, they want, don't get me wrong, they want to win and they want to go to the finals and see how much Giannis progresses. But with all this talk about, you know, double indemnity when it comes to taxes and luxury taxes and paying more and such, do you think next year is the year in the offseason in which they decide to go above the luxury tax and kind of go all in?
Oh, they have no choice. They're going to have to pay Giannis a supermax. And then the question is going to be if they aren't winning and not winning to their liking, then how do they get themselves underneath that number so they don't have to pay the super tax if they're not winning the way they want to be? You know, where would they essentially trim the fat from, I guess, would be a phrase you could use. I don't think any of that becomes an issue because I think if pay Giannis the supermax or whatever it is that Giannis wants, they win an NBA championship, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see how the super teams play out. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to be in a couple NBA finals. It's just a matter of whether or not they can close at that point. I think the owners know what they're going to have to do, and there's no way they're going to give up Giannis. There's just no chance that's happening. So they're going to pay whatever they have to pay and go from there.
Spark, always good. Crossing my fingers, the Bucks off season has maybe one more deal in it, and then we'll chat again, okay?
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, the Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM. The Fan out of Milwaukee, our flagship station there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.